Let's make sure our systems are in order. It's always a good sign if I see the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Larry Jordan at his home in Petaluma, California. The date is December 19, 1995. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom, and this is session one of our projected at least two sessions. Well, Larry, you and I, here we are. And we, right. And we've already discussed a kind of format for this interview, which seems to suit the case and your story, and of course that's what this is your story. It's also, though, of course, the story of someone who participated in some pretty interesting times in the art world. You're known principally as a filmmaker, at least that's how, certainly how I know you. Nonetheless, you certainly have, could be described as someone who knows how to cross over into other areas of the arts. But one part, eventually an important part of this interview, will be you talking about your career in film and its meaning for you. You're also associated with, well, you're included in the current Whitney exhibition. You're included in that with a number of your friends and associates from the 50s, late 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so, of course, that will be another part of this story. You were born in Denver in, I believe it was in
1934.
And, you know, I'd like you to talk about that a little bit, but I can't help but note that Denver plays an important role as a city in Beat era lore. At least if you read On the Road and you think of Kerouac and Cassidy, and then of course you had a very distinguished colleague that I guess you went to high school with there. So would you talk a little bit about Denver and you know, your early years, and give some idea of really where you come from?
Yeah, thinking of Denver, it was Denver was an okay place to grow up in. Once I left Denver, I didn't and don't identify with Denver at all. I identify with Boulder. It's almost like a second home because I go to University of Colorado fairly often, know people there. But I did grow up in Denver. It was a very, very middle class situation. My parents, both teachers, and went the usual through the usual grade school.
Were they teaching at university there?
My father taught in one of the high schools, and my mother had her teaching credential and did substitute teaching. Then after my sisters and I got to a certain age, she went back into teaching, and I think she taught kindergarten for a number of years. So, you know, we would trundle off two blocks to grade school, and without going into Portrait of the Artist reminiscences, it was fairly fairly uneventful. But I, somewhere along the line, picked up a rebellious streak that only came out at certain times. I mean, I was alternating between trying to please teachers and